Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is good.
Yes,
I don't know about you, but I've been blessed already. It's only Tuesday. Man, what's going to happen? All right, I don't have much time. Got 15 minutes. So John chapter 4, verse 28, if you please. I'm going to speed run something that it's been a blessing to me. Back in Poland, we had a Wednesday night meeting, and one of our brothers, Darek Lewandowski, stood up and had a short passage that he mentioned and drew my attention to a passage that I never really noticed, a section of a story that I know very well, the woman at the well. But he mentioned something and just made me really think about it. And can I say that I'm thankful for the open meeting?
Yeah.
Where brothers and sisters can open up the Bible and teach me something. We don't know everything. We are always learning something. And if you just open and let the word of the Lord just touch you, it's amazing. I just want to thank God for the open meeting. It's been absolutely amazing. So they've caught on quite well, and they're doing a great job over there. So I praise God for that. So John 4:28, it says something very interesting about this woman. I'm not going to go through the whole story. I believe we know it quite well. It just says here that the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men. Now, there's three fast things I want to just look at real quick. Three things here that she left her water pot, she went her way, and she said something. Really simple, but for me, quite profound if you think about it. Why did she leave her water pot? Now, of course, the logical thing is, okay, cumbersome. She got just the practicality of it. But for me, as I think about it, it could have been something even more than just the cumbersome, a hindrance. It could have been more important that this was no more important anymore. She went there to get water, and she went back without that water. That was now no longer her priority in her life. Something changed from the moment she walked up to that well and to the moment she was talking to Jesus. When she realized who he really was, she said, "I'll be right back. I got something to do." And she left her water pot. And by doing that, she's basically saying, I'm leaving what was important for me. I'm leaving my past. My past was, I used to worry. Of course, we read in the passage that she's in the sixth hour, which we know is around 12 o'clock noon. That's not the best time to go get water. Why? People do that in the morning. Cooler. She didn't want to meet anybody. She was doing it, trying to hide, trying to just get by, because she was embarrassed, ashamed. So, in a sense, we could say also that she was trying to hide her shame. And by doing that, she's saying, I'm no longer ashamed. I no longer am worried about that. Yeah? The physical water was important, but now she met the creator of the water of life.
Amen.
And now she's like, wait a second. I gotta tell someone about this. I gotta do something. That's incredible. She left that burden. You know, I don't think that it was very easy to carry a water pot. I'm pretty sure that they were used to it, but I don't know. When I was a kid and, you know, we lived in Warsaw, we had a pump down around the corner where my dad and mom would send me off with I'd take my bike. Not right, but I have a bucket, and I had to fill that container up and, you know, walk with my bike and that thing. I didn't want to feel like walking with that whole thing. And I would figure out a way to get that water back to my house, and it was not easy. You know what? That was a burden for her. She left it there. She left her burden. She left her fears there. She left her doubts there. Where did she leave it? She left it at the feet of Jesus. She said, here, Lord, you take it. You know what? I got something to do. You showed me something. I'm leaving it here with you. Because it's no longer important for me. What this implies. And I wonder, and as I was thinking about it myself, how often, how many times, how many of us are still holding onto our water pots thinking this is still important.
Right. Yeah.
And we're walking around and we're trying to do the work of God, but we got burdens. We got things that are hindering us from really going and doing what we should be doing, but we're holding on to these water pots. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we got to leave the water pots. Put them down. Put the water pots down and go. We got to do that. What she did, it makes sense to her. This was her way of saying that her physical needs are now at his feet. His feet, the feet of Jesus. Notice she didn't go anywhere. She didn't go anywhere until she put that water pot down. All of us have our water pots that keep us from having a real relationship with Christ. How often do we hang on to our water pots instead of leaving them at his feet, leaving our fears at his feet, leaving our excuses at his feet, leaving our past at his feet, leaving our doubts at his feet and say, Lord, you take it. I don't want anymore. I got something to do.
Amen.
She left her water pot. So simple. Yet just hit me in such a way that I was like, I gotta share this. This is just incredible. That just, it just blew my mind. Because it's just something, and I'm a simple person. I look at the Bible and I praise God that He showed me something so simple yet so profound all in the same time. Because then it says, she went her way. Now remember, at the beginning of the story, isn't it incredible the beginning of the story, Jesus says that he must needs go through Samaria?
Amen.
Yeah. He's gotta go through Samaria. Why? There's someone he gotta meet.
Right.
Oh, thank God he found you and me.
Amen.
Thank God there was a moment when he said, I must talk to that person. Amen. I must send the word of God to that person. And I want this person to get saved. And isn't that amazing that it was
Amen.
You?
Amen. Lord.
Yet further on in our passage, it says that Jesus told the woman, go and call your husband. Right? Well, did she go right then? No. Why didn't she go? She was ashamed. She says, no, Lord, I can't. Oh, yeah, I know why you can't. Because it's the woman, the man you're with, is not your husband, really. Like, oh, I'm ashamed. She went her way then. What happened? The water of life. She met Jesus. She met the Christ, and now she's like, now I can go. He's told me to go before, but I was ashamed to go. But now, I got something to say. I got something to do. She went her way. She didn't hesitate in going back to the city, empty-handed. Because she may have gone to the well with a pot in her hand, ready to come back with water, but she went back with the water of life and a message to tell the city. She went back. Was it easy for her to go back? Oh, but a whole lot easier when once that water pot was put it down, wasn't it? Once that burden, that idea, that thought, those excuses, once those were put down, man, she had a purpose. She had a reason. She had a mission. And she was not going to let anybody deter her, nor anything deter her from that mission. She went back. She went back. The fact is, she just went. She went. Nobody forced her. Nobody asked her, pleaded with her. She felt it in herself. She felt the word of God. She heard something. She felt something, and she was compelled to share. Because what does she do next? She told the men of the city. She went. She put the water pot down. She went, and what did she do? She saith to the men. Now, man, she spoke to the men. I'm pretty sure a lot of those men knew her reputation. I'm pretty sure that city knew her quite well. Yet she did not hesitate to speak up and show and say, what did she say? What was that thing she said? What did she say? Come and see a man.
Amen.
Come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?
Yeah.
Wow. Simple message, but so profound.
Amen.
A simple phrase, but yet, wow! Amen. Man, this is what we need to tell people.
Amen.
We don't need theology. We don't need philosophy. We don't need to get into all the depth of everything that's in the world. Come and see a man.
Amen.
Man, that is just so profound.
Yes.
Come and see a man.
Amen.
She couldn't stay silent. She had to say something. And what could she say? Well, you know, notice she never went to Bible school or seminary.
Right.
She never had full knowledge of the Bible or anything. What does she know? I met the Christ.
Amen.
I met the Christ. Isn't it as simple as that man who was blind and he says, I don't know a lot of things. I don't know what you know, but one thing I know. I was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
Whoa. And even the Pharisees were like, wait. Man, he spoke a simple message. She spoke a simple message. She had a message to tell. Come and see the Christ. I want to just for a few, just couple verses that we can look at similar to this. Matthew 28:6. Let's look at verse 5. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. His body is not here, for he is risen.
Amen.
And he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay.
Yeah.
Come and see where he was, but he is not there anymore.
Amen. Amen.
That is our message. Come and see.
Yeah.
Isn't that the simplest message that we can share to anybody?
Amen.
Just come and see.
Amen.
Just come and that's what we tell people on the streets in Poland all the time. I don't know. It sounds a little fishy. You're a little bit sketchy. I'm scared. Don't worry. Come and see. The door was open one way or the other way. We're not going to lock it. We're not going to keep you in. Don't worry. Come. If you don't like it, you're welcome to leave. Just come and see.
Amen.
Just come once. Just come and listen and you'll find out.
Right.
Just come and see. John 1:46. John 1:46. And Nathanael saith unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Oh yeah. The best. The best that there actually could be. Philip saith unto him, come and see. Just come and see. Hey, you have doubts? Come and see. Don't just say, no, I have doubts and I don't want to go. Hey, try it. Try it once. I tell my kids, you don't like the food, but at least try it once. Don't just say, I don't like it because it smells bad. Try it. Try it. We want people to try something. Don't be scared. But that's our message. Come and see. This woman had such an impact on a city that you know what happened? People came out.
Amen.
The men came out and I don't know how many men. We don't know, but it was a lot of them. A whole lot more than the disciples ever brought out of that city.
Yeah.
A simple old woman walked into a city, went back to her city and shared a simple message. She left her water pot. She went her way and she spoke to the people in a simple way about a simple matter in a profound subject. Come and see. Is not this the Christ? That's what we want to share, brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
that is what we want to see. That is what we want to share. That is what we should be speaking about to the people on the streets, anywhere you are. If that's in San Antonio, if that's in Austin, if that's in anywhere else in this country, or in Poland, or in Mexico, all we should be telling people is come and see. Is not this the Christ?
Amen.
Mary is not the way.
Right.
Religion is not the way.
Right.
Christ is the way.
Amen.
That is the only way. She heard something. She felt something. And she had to do something. She left her water pot. She went her way and she spoke to the people in the city. Come and see, is not this the Christ? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.